Well, if you're hearing that, it must mean one thing. It's that time again. What time is that? 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and also time to drink some tea. I'm drinking that blackcurrant flavored stuff again. It's pretty good. I'm going to have to make some more, though. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's what's happening right now. Couple things right off the top of my head here. I probably will not be in comm for tomorrow's show, because I gotta do something, and you'll hear all about it later. What else is going on? In cat news, the cat has not shown up yet, but we're only, 2 minutes into this show? She'll probably show up here in a little bit. And also in cat news, last night, Pippa found a cricket, and boy, am I glad she did, because if she wouldn't have found that cricket would have started chirping in the middle of the night when I was trying to sleep, and she found that cricket less than 1 meter away from where I would have my head while sleeping. And so I'm very glad that the cat found the cricket so that I did not have to be awakened by a cricket at 4 a.m., 2 feet away from my head. Just absolutely great. Super happy about that. I'm pretty happy about this tea, too. It's delicious. Ooh. Yeah, so what else is going on? Well, I woke up early enough this morning on this lovely Saturday. Oh, that reminds me. I woke up early enough that I actually got to watch an episode of The Rat Patrol. Yeah. Well, I didn't actually watch the episode. I had the episode on while I was doing some other stuff. I had to, check my email, do all my beginning of the day type of stuff. It's good times. Good times. So I had Rat Patrol on, and longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I've always considered creating a game out of that whole sort of scenario where one player gets to play a couple of Jeeps running around and blah, blah, blah. But I never did get around to that. I did at some point in time make up a listing of various miniatures to buy from my favorite miniature supplier. And if you need to know who that is, go ahead and email me. And so, I think every once in a while I should get back to that, but then again, why should I spend all the money and time developing a game that nobody's ever going to play, including myself? Well, I guess I could potentially play it, and I'll probably be playtesting it if I actually make it, but, once everything's complete and it all gets put in a box, what's going to happen to that box? Yeah, the box goes on a shelf somewhere. And that's the end of that. So anyway, as I mentioned, today is Saturday. And for some people, today is the beginning of the Feast of the Sacrifice. Of course, this all sort of depends on your exact belief, whether you're Muslim or Druze or whatever. But generally, it starts around today and it lasts a couple of days. The Feast of the Sacrifice. So, just want to wish all my Islamic listeners and friends happy Feast of the Sacrifice. And any, is it an Orthodox Christian thing too? I don't know. I do not know. It could be. I'm only, what? I'm less than a mile away from a Christian Orthodox church. I could just walk in there and find out. But yes, for anyone who isn't familiar with today's feast day subject matter, let me remind you. Today is the Feast of the Sacrifice, and we celebrate this for like the next 4 days running. And what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating here? We are celebrating Abraham's willingness to kill his own son. That's right. That's what we're celebrating. We are celebrating potential infanticide. Yeah. So Abraham, also known as Ibrahim, is told by God to kill his own son out on Highway 61. Abraham says, okay, that seems like a reasonable request. I'll kill my firstborn child. For no reason other than that God has told me to do so. Yeah. Welcome to the age of enlightenment. Good thing we're living in rational times now. And now we don't actually sacrifice our firstborn children. We just celebrate the fact that we're willing to do that. And when I say we, of course, I am not including me. I'm not a religious person. I don't believe that we should... Here's why I'm not a religious person. One, I don't believe that we should be going around sacrificing children. We don't need to kill kids. So that's just one reason. The other reason is why I'm not religious is I don't believe we should be going around raping children under the pretense of, oh, we are holy men. Everything we do is right. And these are just some of the reasons why I'm not a religious person, and we'll leave it at that while I drink some more tea. Oh, it's so good. I gotta tell you, I do love drinking tea. Oh, but you knew that already, didn't you? Yeah, that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. Tea is so delicious. Yummy, yummy, yummy. The other thing that's now shocking me is we're, what, almost 9 minutes into this show and we still haven't seen the cat? Weird. Wow. What's going on? How bizarre. And no, we're not going to go into that today. I was thinking, what are we going to do for a musical interlude today? Surely we're going to listen to some music. Yeah. Maybe we should listen to that Kiwi guy, DMZ, and his song, How Bizarre. That was a pretty good song, but I don't know if I feel like listening to that today. What do we feel like listening to? Anything? Okay, here, I got something for you. Want to hear what I was listening to last night? This isn't going to be all that exciting. But yeah, last night I was thinking, you know what we need to do, Tobe? And I said to myself, what do we need to do, Tobe? And I said, we need to find some kind of backing track so that we can practice playing cool music. And so I did a little bit of looking around, and I found this. Yeah. Can you digs it? Oh, I can. And so while I was listening to this and just sort of going, wow, this is awesome. And I realized, hey, I can play my fruitcake tin sitar thingy along with this, can't I? Yes, I can. Maybe I should grab that. Yeah, it's 3 meters away. Hold on a second. Okay. Now we got a lot of cables and junk. Always gotta deal with something. It's always a rat's nest of kitty spaghetti around here. Forget it. I can't play this early in the morning. So anyway, that's what I was doing last night. I was improvising along to this. And not doing a very good job of it either, I have to say. But still, it's pretty fun. Music in general is pretty fun. And now I'm having a problem. Now I'm having the itch is starting. My eyes are starting to itch. My face is starting to itch. This is generally not a good thing. So we need to try to cool down, drink some more tea here. Ah, so delicious. And I'm trying to think of what of any other things do I need to do today? Is today a weird food day? Yeah, today is a weird food day. What am I going to eat? What do I... And I don't think I want to go outside. It is very sunny outside, I can tell. I can't even see out any windows, but there's still light streaming. I do not like it. Do not want to go out into the sun. Alright, so what are we doing? So we're still just wasting time doing nothing? Is that what's happening here? Oh, I really should pay more attention to what's going on. Okay, so we're going to listen to some more music, something a little bit more whatever. But something very bizarre has just happened to me that we'll talk about in a minute. Oh my God, what the hell is going on here? Suddenly something bizarre has happened. But it's going to get weird here. This is Holger Zucke and his Ode to Perfume. Thank you. Awesome. Too cool. That was, of course, Holger Zucke with his hilarious song, Ode to Perfume. Very good, Holger. This was a track that he did a little bit later in his career. I can't tell you when, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Holger Zucke, the guy from Cannes? Yes, the guy from Cannes. And so if you're one of those people like me who kind of likes early electronic music and experimental music and the groundbreaking people, well, this is one of them. This is one of the critical guys. And you need to listen to some more of his stuff. Check him out. But the weird thing is that I mentioned before the song started, you know, I still don't know what to think. So I'm pulling up, you know, some Holger Zucke, you know, and I start scrolling through and I'm looking at thumbnails and I get about three clicks into this, if that, and suddenly I see a picture of a guy that it seems like I know. And don't I know this guy? And it's a picture of him and he's holding up a can record. And the title is RIP, Rest in Peace, Holger Zucke, 9617. Yeah, if I forgot to mention, we did lose Holger Zucke a couple years ago. He had been around for a long time. I mean, he was doing his best work in like the 60s and 70s. And that's why I need to check this out. So, yeah, here I am looking at this thumbnail of my friend Derek. And I can see all his records in the background. And apparently, Derek feels bad. Or at least he's doing a tribute to old Holger. And so in the... I know Derek won't get on my case about doing this. We might have to listen to some of this, see what this is all about. You know, because this is a review. Let's do a review of what Derek thinks about the passing of Holger Zukay. What do you got, Derek?
I relate to Walter Becker, but the bluesy thing, I'm tired of.
Jumping right in here.
And I just, you know.
Yeah, this is Derek.
I just like to say that, you know. You know, I am the odd man out. I am kind of the, I am the weirdo. Always have been the weirdo in the group. You know, everybody's listening to
my man.
I'm over here listening to this. And the person who just died was a perfect example of that part of my reality. Holger Zukay, the German musician who helped to form the band Can, just died at at the age of 79. Now, Holger Zukay as a bass player did not influence my bass playing too very much, but his approach to making music, the band itself, Can, what they were doing, I have a bunch of their records.
As he picks up a stack of them.
It was very influential to me. It was.
Good Lord.
And
he's got all of the records.
So, am I feeling sad about Holger Zukay passing away? Not so much as I am just wanting to mark the passing of him. He was 79. That's a good long life. I'd like to live that longer. But, he had a direct influence on me because from an early age, even while discovering the Beatles, my older brother and my parents were turning me on to music from around the world and all kinds of things like music concrete and electronic music.
Right on.
And all sorts of things.
And I think we're going to bail out right there. This is interesting. I didn't know my friend Derek was doing this kind of stuff on YouTube or whatever. but that's cool. No, I've known this guy for a long time. I've known this guy for plus 30 years. He's a local musician and all-around hip dude. And now that I think about it, I think it might have been him who turned me on to Can to begin with all those years ago. You know, 30-something years ago. And I haven't seen Derek in a while. And as I watch this, it's like, yeah, well, I guess we're all starting to show our age a little bit. But it's funny because he starts off talking about how he doesn't like the blues, which is hilariously ironic. And he was talking about his parents and his parents playing him cool music. Derek's dad was a famous jazz musician, and he was huge here in town. And, yeah, I kind of wonder if I should be calling Derek, see what Derek's up to lately. I haven't talked to the guy in a while. Jeez, I should... Oh, this is cool. And back, way back in the day when I was doing a lot of music, concrete, and stuff, I was always... Me and Booper would jump in the car whenever we finished a track. And the first thing we would do is we would take it over to Derek and have him listen to it. Yeah. That was always fun. We always had a fun time. I should email him. I should email Derek to see what he's doing. And, you know, the weird thing is I've never been in a band with Derek. It was always one of those things where I always thought, you know, eventually, one of these days, we're both going to be doing something and need a guy. And we'll eventually do some kind of music project. But that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. Not as of yet, anyway. Maybe I should email him. What are you doing? I'm thinking about starting a weird band. Blah, blah, blah. Good tea. So now the big question becomes, do we have enough time to play any more music? Or do I just need to fill the last 5 minutes up with meaningless babble? What am I going to eat today for lunch? I'm kind of hungry for an anarchy burger. Hold the government, please. Because nothing says anarchy like going to school naked. That's a political statement. Oh my God. Of course, that was the Vandals with their classic hit song, Anarchy Burger. A song so rooted in the legend of America that you can see the stars of the movie. What is it? Is it Triple X? Is that the movie? With Vin Diesel as Xander Cagey? I think that's Triple X, when he and the bad guy both quote this song in the film. They quote the line about, if you think you're free, you know, try walking into a deli and urinating on the cheese. Anarchy Burger. Because that's why we have government, is to prevent people from walking into delicatessens and urinating on cheese. That's just not how it goes down. Anyway, coming up next in about 35 seconds or so is the Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion starring MJT, so stay tuned for that. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in every single day, who knows. And I gotta get out of here, but remember, we are all potential anarchy burgers.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.